You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
But like Adam and Eve, we sometimes think we know a shortcut. We fall for the big lie of Satan. And so every year the church gives us this Lenten season of 40 days of prayer, fasting, almsgiving, so that we may resist the lies of the evil one and follow the way of the Lord more closely, so that we can find the joy and happiness that God wants us to find in this life and for all eternity. The three pillars of our Lenten journey are prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. For prayer, we have many opportunities to spend more prayer during this Lenten season. We have the little black daily Lenten reflection prayer books, and we also have a small purple book for the youth of our parish to use, as well as in last Sunday's bulletin, our prayer calendar for Lent, so we might pray for one another during this Lenten season, knowing that when we pray, we stay close to God. And when we stay close to God, we find joy and happiness. It was the great monk and Trappist monk and spiritual writer Thomas Merton who made the statement that I believe to be true, and that is, the only people in this world who are truly happy are the people who have learned how to pray. God wants us to be happy, but we have to stay in touch with God through prayer. Fasting. Today, we all eat fish. This is a day of abstaining from meat today, and for adults a day to not eat between meals and to eat less food this day. Fasting is a form of self-denial, of self-discipline, a way of sacrifice. Again, when we are willing to give up certain things that we know that are not essential in life, we make more room for God in our life. We know that there's not much sacrifice for us to eat delicious nights of Columbus fried fish tonight at the Immaculate Conception School cafeteria. It's delicious. But it is a symbol, as we all abstain from meat today, that we're all in this together. And that we're all trying to do something to detach ourselves from the little pleasures of life so that we can find the great pleasure in life, the great joy in life. And that is God. By making little sacrifices, little acts of self-denial, we strengthen our willpower to be able to say no to the big lie of Satan and yes to the way of God, which is the way of peace, joy, and happiness. Lent is a time to practice self-denial, not to make ourselves miserable, but to make ourselves happy. And then, of course, almsgiving. The symbol of almsgiving are the little rice bowls that we have made available to all the youth of our parish and also make available to the adults in the gathering space. Just like the little black books are available in the gathering space and still plenty of bulletins with a prayer calendar in them as well. Again, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, reminds us constantly, this is an essential part of discipleship, of putting the poor first, being attentive to their needs, and believing that there is more joy in giving than in receiving. And so maybe some of the things, little pleasures in life that we give up during Lent that costs money, that money we can put in the rice bowl or to some other form of charity as a way of finding that joy that comes from sharing with others, especially the poor. We again this year have our collection of food items be given to local food pantries. There are baskets in the gathering space all during the Lenten season for that as well. But again, Lent is our happiness project. We know that we do not always choose the way that leads to genuine joy and happiness. We sometimes think we know our shortcut. Lent is a time the church invites us to get back on the right track. Even though we do not tell jokes, we don't sing Alleluia, we don't have big parties during Lent. We had a big party last night for Mardi Gras. It is a season of focus, but it doesn't mean it has to be a season of gloom. In fact, Jesus himself tells us in today's gospel, don't be gloomy. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, tells us all the time, be joyful. That's the joy of the gospel. And that's the good news that we just heard today from the gospel of Matthew. Jesus telling us, do not be gloomy when you pray and when you practice acts of self-denial and give to the poor. In just a few moments, we will all receive the mark of ashes, symbolizing that this is a sign of death. And if we follow the way, the big lie of Satan, we choose death over life. And so today, as we mark ourselves with these ashes, it is a call to penance and repentance, remind us to turn away from the lures of the evil one, from the path of doom and death, and choose the path of peace, joy, and happiness, the way of the Lord Jesus. But as we wear these ashes today, and as we practice acts of self-denial and almsgiving and more intense prayer, let us do it all in joy, because it's all about coming to the joy of Easter. And that's why we say Lent is indeed our happiness project.